Many Americans have lost patience with big banks that have received big government bailouts and keep paying out huge bonuses. They feel these financial giants have lost touch with their customers. So now the internet news site Huffington Post is trying to connect these people with their community banks. Chicago Public Radio's Adrian Hill reports on how the campaign is going.
Terry Brower is moving his personal and business bank accounts from Wells Fargo to the much, much tinier Bank of Highwood Fort Sheridan in the suburbs of Chicago.
It's a community bank. As you can see, the architecture doesn't look like a spaceship.
The bank tellers are quick to greet customers. Hi. There's a coffee machine in the lobby along with chocolate chip cookies.
And then we have dog biscuits. My dog has been here several times and he enjoys it very much.
But for Brower, the switch from his big bank was about more than niceties. It was about trusting the company he banks with to do right.
If I were to have, for example, an issue with this bank, I would go to the bank manager. She's only about 15 steps. She's not in some office hiding under her desk on the 44th floor of a large building. They're accessible. That's the difference. The difference is that decision makers are accessible.
Nearly 30,000 Facebook fans around the country are making, or at least want their online friends to know they're thinking of making, a similar switch and saying bye-bye to the big four: Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and Citigroup. Arianna Huffington of the Huffington Post is spearheading a campaign called Move Your Money that encourages people to move from the banking giants to smaller community banks.
There's a lot of anger about the way banks have acted. It's a total lack of empathy and concern.
You put any real pressure on these people of yours to pay those mortgages?
Times are bad, Mr. Potter. A lot of these people are out of work.
Well, foreclosed.
I can't do that. These families have children.
Not my children.
Big cities across the country are seeing a big jump in the number of people losing their homes.
Move Your Money created this video that splices scenes from It's a Wonderful Life with tape from the current financial mess. Huffington says half the country's zip codes have been plugged in to the website's community bank search engine.
Oh, I think it's already an enormous success. The fact that people are considering it, the fact that people are doing it, the fact that people are feeling empowered.
If I was a betting person, I'd sort of bet against it.
Mitchell Peterson is a finance professor at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. He says it'd take a whole lot of money movers to have a noticeable economic effect.
People are busy and they get really mad at things and they say, I'm going to go home and do something. And then they figure out how long it's going to take to change the checking account and change all the electric payments. And I can either spend an hour with my kids or an hour doing that. And I don't know about them, but when I do that trade-off, I'll just stay with the bank I am.
But, says Peterson, even without a massive number of banking customers switching to community banks, the campaign sends a political message. Elise Brooks is a spokesperson for the trade group that represents the largest banks. Do the large banks, are they paying attention to this at all, or is it really not on their radar?
Difficult to say. I'm sure they've heard of it, but, you know, I think their priority is just, you know, turning out the best possible product for their customers.
It's almost impossible to know just how many people are moving their money due to the campaign. In fact, moving your money is sort of like putting a bumper sticker on your car. While it might not hurt the big banks immediately, it doesn't look good for them. It also lets angry big bank customers express some of their frustrations. For NPR News, I'm Adrian Hill in Chicago.